This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is just a hacking kind of day, I guess. Anthem, the biggest health insurer in this country, revealed today that hackers have gotten their hands on the personal data of tens of millions of current and former customers. Things like social security numbers and email addresses, birth dates, as well as data on Anthem employees themselves. This is, as you know, the latest in a long, long string of hacks the past couple of years. Data that for us is perhaps priceless, but for the hackers is worth how much, do you suppose? Marketplace's Adam Allington has the price list.
Unlike previous high-profile hacks, the Anthem Blue Cross hackers did not take credit card numbers, but personal data like your social security number can be even more valuable on the so-called dark web, the invisible part of the internet you can't find on Google.
Where data is bought and sold in real time and it's subject to all the laws of economics like supply and demand.
John Kindervag is a security analyst at Forrester Research. He says credit card and social security numbers are the most easily monetizable.
Now, sometimes we see where there haven't been very many credit card attacks happening, the price of a credit card rises. If there's a big breach, the price of a stolen credit card falls.
Kindervag says credit card numbers only work for a short period of time, so are typically less valuable than a social security number, which can be used now or a year from now.
You know, credit card numbers can attract cents or a dollar. Identities can attract scores of dollars or even hundreds of dollars.
Trent Telford is the CEO of the data security firm Covada. He says Anthem was vulnerable and didn't invest in even basic data security protocols.
You know, investing in protecting and encrypting or securing your customers' records costs money, and it's not as fancy or flash as a Super Bowl ad, right?
And unlike a credit card, which can be easily replaced by a bank, Telford says Anthem won't be the one to sort out your credit rating or file a police report if your identity is stolen. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.